I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Many gardeners grow brassica family veggies, such as broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and kale. I also like to experiment with two unusual brassicas, kohlrabi and rapini. Kohlrabi looks a bit like a space satellite. It's low-growing and forms an edible, handball-sized swollen stem near the soil surface. That's the part you eat. The classic varieties such as Quickstar are green, but I like growing the purple-colored Colibri and the white-skinned Bias. There are some varieties, such as Super Schmelz, that can grow to 14 inches across. That's a lot of kohlrabi to eat. The flavor of kohlrabi is like a slightly sweet turnip, and I eat it raw in dips and roasted with root crops. Plant now and stagger your plantings, or you'll get lots of kohlrabi all maturing at once. Another unusual brassica is broccoli rabe or rapini. This leafy vegetable hails from the Mediterranean region and from China. The name means little turnip in Italian. Like kohlrabi, it's related to turnips, but has a small, broccoli-like head, and the leaves and small stems are cooked and eaten as well. The flavor can be slightly bitter and very robust. I like it steamed, roasted, grilled, and sautéed. It's great with pasta or with potatoes. Rapini grows best in cool temperatures, so now's the time to start growing it. It only takes 45 days from seeding to harvesting the young plants. Thin plants to 8 inches apart and harvest before the flowers bolt for the mildest flavor. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about Earth Day. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.